Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that U.S. worker productivity grew at a modest amount from January through March after having declined in the previous quarter. Weak productivity growth could boost hiring if consumers and businesses were to spend more. Productivity rose at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 0.5% in the first quarter. That's following a 1.7% decline in the October to December period. The Andersons and Lansing Trade Group have entered into an agreement to acquire Thompson's Limited, a grain and food grade bean handler and agronomy import provider that has locations in Ontario and Minnesota. The acquisition, which remains subject to certain customary closing conditions, is expected to close at the beginning of the third quarter. Thompson's owns and operates 12 elevators, 11 retail farm centers, 2 seed processing plants, 5 bean processing plants, and a wheat processing plant. Thompson's has a combined owned and leased grain storage capacity of 20 million bushels and 30,000 metric tons of nutrient capacity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,140, is down 37.5 points. The NASDAQ is sitting at 34.45. It is up almost 0.5. The S&P 500 is 1628. It is down 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next few days will be very similar to those of the past several days, with the exception that we'll start warming up as we move forward into the latter part of the weekend and into next week. The warming trend may actually help the planting process because we will see faster drying rates between storm systems, and that is badly needed. One of the main reasons why we are suffering from moisture abundance is because it hasn't been drying very well between storm systems. Today's temperatures in the upper Midwest will only be in the upper 50s and 60s, and that's a perfect example as to why drying rates are not very impressive. If we can get those temperatures in the 70s and 80s, it'll make a tremendous difference, and on the drier days, we'll firm up the soil a lot faster. But that's not going to be the case, at least not going into the weekend. On the other side of the weekend and through most of next week, we will see warmer weather. 70 and 80 degree highs will be more common across the Midwest, and much better chances for drying to occur between the rain events, and we'll probably see a little bit better field progress potential next week as well, even though it's still going to rain periodically. The rain periodicity here seems to be about every 2 to 3 days, and that's probably going to continue over this first week to 10 days of the outlook. This morning, the 6E GFS model run, which is a model run that is usually delivered just shortly before dawn, has suggested that the last 5 days of the two-week outlook, this would be probably from about the 15th through the 20th or 21st, would be a warmer, drier period in the plains and western Corn Belt, even up into Canada, as a ridge of high pressure builds in a little bit more strongly than what had been suggested previously. Be very careful if you're looking at the data out there. There's a fairly good chance that this particular feature is a little exaggerated and it won't be quite so warm and dry. I still believe that we'll see additional rain and thunderstorms moving through the Midwest and all the way out through the end of the second week of the forecast, taking us out to June 21st. But like I said, it will be warmer, and we should see a better opportunity for firming soil between rain events, and fieldwork will advance. Well, those temperatures out there today I've already hinted at, certainly in the northwestern areas, will be in the upper 50s and 60s. We'll look for highs in the rest of the Midwest, running from 70s in the southwest to readings that will probably be in the lower 80s in the southeast. We'll likely see some of that warmer air still continuing a bit tomorrow in the southeast, which is basically the Ohio River Valley. We'll look for temperatures over 80 degrees, but most other areas will still be in the 70s with 60s in the far north. We'll expect the cooler air to abate after that. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be warmer across the upper parts of the Midwest. By the time we get to the early part of next week, high temperatures across the region will vary from the 70s in the north to the lower and a few middle 80s in the south. Believe it or not, that's what normal is this time of the year. It seems like it's going to be really quite warm, but in reality, it's what it should be for early June. We'll look for low temperatures at night to slip back into the upper 40s and 50s in the northwestern half of the Midwest as we go forward through the next couple of mornings. We'll look for the highs elsewhere, mostly in the 50s. The temperatures will become a little bit warmer next week in response to the developing high-pressure system out to the west. We'll likely see a lot of lows in the 50s and lower 60s initially, maybe a little bit warmer towards the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 749 and a quarter, down 1.5. July wheat in Chicago, 708 and a half, down a half. July corn, 663 and three quarters, up 3.25. December, 548 and a half, down 4.5. July soybeans, 1536 and a half, up 7.75. November, 1305 and a quarter, down 10.75. July soybean meal, 457, up 450. July soybean oil, 48.65, up 6 cents. June live cattle, 120.52, down 42.5. August feeder cattle, 145.42.5, down 15. And June lean hogs are 96.27.5, and they are down 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry at Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
You want to make a case for that we're not going to have a 14 billion bushel corn crop yet?
I think we could make that case pretty readily. I think with today being June 5th, prevent plant date for crop insurance purposes, I think some of the acreage numbers have already been whittled away a little bit and probably will whittle away a little bit more over the next week or 10 days.
So what kind of camp are you in now?
I guess a week ago we were probably in losing 1.5 to maybe 2 million acres, and I think right now 3 is probably a real plausible number. Some guys are as high as 8, but I think realistically it's going to take some time to determine that, and I think that's why the market's been slow to respond. South of I-70, the guys are still making that critical choice. Do I want to press on with the revenue plan for revenue potential for corn, or do I want to do the safe bet and switch to beans? Right now, I think some of the guys are talking to their seed corn guys and saying, can you get me some shorter variety or shorter season corn seed? And I think they're starting to make that switch. And if that doesn't pan out over the next, like I say, week or 10 days, we'll probably see some additional bean acres. To the north, when you look at Wisconsin, Minnesota, parts in Iowa, and the Dakotas, those guys are more than likely going to just take the PP on the corn and call it a year, because the putting more money on the table for beans just isn't really an odds-on favorite.
1.8 million acres to plant in Wisconsin yet, and 2 inches of rain coming this week.
Yeah, that just does not bode well for those guys. They're really betwixt and between.
So let's turn our attention to a little bit of soybeans. See there this morning.
Mm-hmm. The soybean market, old crop stocks are tight. I think the protein situation in South America sounds like their protein yield on beans is a little bit light, which may mean that we get a little additional meal business down the road. That's probably given us just a little bit of a bid in the spreads and in the flat price. Until we see some actual physical business, I remain just a little bit skeptical about what the upside potential in beans is.
So you don't like July beans making another run at the May high? What was that, 1546 and three quarters?
Something in that neighborhood. I think it's possible. You know, I think realistically the basis market is probably where the real action is. The futures market has not been the go-to place.
Choppy action on the board, actually, in the last several sessions on the beans.
Most assuredly. I think, as we've talked about over the last several weeks, that the spread action seems to be the trump card. And I think realistically, until we see some additional meal business, that'll continue to be the case.
What about the wheat market today?
The wheat market, I like some of the things that we're seeing. I think the price dips below $7 are going to be bought by the trade. Realistically, the upside potential is still fairly open. I'm getting, you know, we've seen the diversity between the good and the bad crop. You know, some the stuff that's good is really good. The stuff that's bad is really bad. In between, waiting on new yield numbers, especially out of the southern plains. And once we get a better handle on that, I think the market's poised to start working its way a little bit higher.
Do you have any clients in Texas that you're getting numbers out of yet for wheat?
No, my guys in Texas are South Texas, and they basically got a lot of Milo in the ground, but not much else.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Chicago, 707 and a quarters, down 1 3/4. December, 728 and 3/4, down 3. July corn, 663 and a half, up 3. December, 548, down 5. July soybeans, 1538 and a quarter, up 9 and a half. November, 1304 and 3/4, down 11 and a quarter, now 11 even. July soybean meal, 457.80, it's up 5.30. July soybean oil at 48.62 is up 3 cents. June live cattle, 120.40, down 55. And June lean hogs are 96.35, they're down 17 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.